And so, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas Eve's Eve. And welcome to our annual Christmas service and celebration of the light. And so, it seems as if light is everywhere that we look this time of year. We see Christmas lights on rooftops and on Christmas trees and on mantles and in sparkly ribbons and bows and sparkly clothes that we wear this time of year. You know, we don't wear sparkles in the summertime. It's like a winter and a Christmas thing. It's all reflection of the light. So this is the time of year really where we celebrate the light. And not just do we see the light in Christmas trees and roof lines and that kind of thing, but we really see the light in people this time of year also. We see that light in people in their generosity, how generous people become this time of year. We see that light in people sharing love and reaching out with care and with kindness, often to people they don't even know. How many people donate and support needy families and reach out to causes this time of year like no other time? That light is shining so brightly in people. This is the time of year where the light is kindled and the flame is fanned, and we see that depiction of light all around us everywhere we look this time of year. And so we already know that people of the Jewish faith across the globe celebrated Hanukkah recently. And that celebration is a celebration of the miracle of the light. It's a celebration of the light that is born from faith and from partnering with that divine presence. And Friday, indigenous people across the earth celebrated the winter solstice. Earth-based religions and indigenous people across the planet celebrated. And that celebration is really about a triumph of the light over the darkness and about the promise of no matter how dark things seem, that the light is always present. It's never gone anywhere. And so it's a reminder of that for us. And this Tuesday, people of the Christian faith, as well as all sorts of people, celebrate Christmas. And Christmas is about the birth of the Christed One. Christmas is a celebration of Jesus, whom they call the light of the world, the bringer of the light, Christos, the illumined one. And so as metaphysicians, we teach that Jesus, the Christed One, was the great example for us, not the great exception. That Jesus, the Christed One, is the great way shower for us. That he was absolutely illumined out of that full realization of his oneness with the presence of God, with the presence of the infinite, with life, with that one that causes all things in this universe, that there was no separation, there was no otherness, that he was so clearly knew his oneness with that divine presence that he became the Christ. That's what that word Christ means. And out of that realization of oneness, he healed the sick, and he fed the multitudes, and he performed seeming miracles. So Jesus, the Christed One, represents and marks the birth of Christ consciousness in this world. A consciousness of oneness. And so Ernest Holmes in the Science of Mind textbook speaks of this. And he says, we must understand the Christ is not a person but a principle. It was impossible for Jesus not to have become the Christ. As the human gave way to the divine, as man gave way to God, as the human gave way to the divine, as man gave way to God, as the flesh gave way to spirit, and as the will of division gave way to the will of unity, Jesus, the man, became a living embodiment of the Christ. And so today, at Christmas time, we celebrate that Christ consciousness coming into the world, and we celebrate its emergence in us and its coming forward in us. regardless of what particular religion a person practices, that Christ lives in everyone. It is the light of the divine, fully orbed, where there is no separation. And so we give way to that Christ consciousness as we come to recognize that that light is already inside of us. When we discover it within ourselves, that is the only way we can give way to that light. And so we discover that light, that Christ presence within us through communion, through the quiet communion of our own beingness. We discover that through prayer and through meditation and through sitting in the silence and through spiritual practice. We discover that presence when we remove ourselves from the clamor and the busyness of our lives and all that there is to do and all the things that are calling our names to be accomplished. When instead we take time to commune with that divine presence within us. The divinity that lives within us. That presence that is always closer than our very breath, but that we can only feel and sense and know in the quietness of listening, in the quietness of being. And so all of these holidays, Hanukkah and the winter solstice and Christmas, remind us to look to the light. And when we look to the light, it is stirred inside of us and it is awakened inside of us. And as we discover that divine presence within us, what happens then as we express it as love and as generosity and as kindness and as caring and as being of service to others, and as compassion. When we discover that presence within us, we then surrender our smallness and our pettiness to love. We surrender that smallness and that pettiness to wisdom and to love and to oneness. When we do that, then we are acting as the light in the world. And so today, in this service, we light candles. We light candles to remember that divine presence. We light candles to recognize and to honor that light that is within us and that is within all people and that is within this world. We light candles calling it forward because as we recognize it and see it in everyone and in everything, that invites it forward. We create a space for it to come forward. And so today we light candles. And so this God candle that is already lit up here represents the wholeness of spirit. And it represents the oneness of all life. It represents that one eternal presence. And the spark, the flame, represents the divine spark that is present in all of us, the infinite self that is present in every single one of us. That spirit that is the same in everyone. And so I invite you to join me in a candle lighting ceremony. And it begins like this. We join together this morning to honor the birth of the light in the man named Jesus, in humanity, in all traditions, all hearts that are open to spirit's illumination. We welcome the light of the divine and its expression within us and through us and into our lives and into the world. And so we begin our candle lighting ceremony today. We celebrate the light of Christmas. We celebrate the light within all paths that support us as one human family in this world. This one human family knowing our wholeness and knowing and being peace and expressing grace, experiencing grace and expressing love. And so we celebrate our rich diversity and our one heart. For we know that when we are home in the presence of God, we are then home in our lives and home in our communities and home in our world. and we know then that we are truly one. And so the first reading, O cosmic light, in this silence take away the darkness of the ages. May we realize that Brahman, absolute reality, expresses itself in all that is, like a flame taking many shapes. We honor those who walk the path of Hinduism. We too feel the great Om of Spirit as it invites us to cultivate peace in our minds, peace in our hearts, and peace in the world.
From the compassion of the Dalai Lama. Compassion and love are not mere luxuries. As the source both of inner and external peace, they are fundamental to the continued survival of our species. We honor those who walk the path of Buddhism. Blessed by the power of Spirit's illumination, we understand the truth of those who follow the teachings of Buddha in their quest for peace.
The beauty of the trees, the softness of the air, the fragrance of the grass speaks to me. The summit of the mountain, the thunder of the sky, the rhythm of the sea speaks to me. The faintness of the stars, the freshness of the morning, the dewdrop on the flower speak to me. The strength of fire, the trail of the sun, the bounty of the earth, they speak to me. We honor indigenous people, those who walk the path of the Great Spirit. Let us, each to the other, be a gift, as is the buffalo. Let us be meat to nourish each other, that we may all grow.
I follow the Shepherd of Peace. Guided by a star of wisdom to the birth of Christ consciousness, the light of love illumines all who walks the path of Christianity. I honor those who walk the path of Jesus. Blessed be the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
He is the one God, the creator, the initiator, the designer. To him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and the earth glorifies him. He is the Almighty, most wise and all beneficent. We honor those who walk the path of Islam. May you be blessed by the love of Allah.
God is found in nature. He's found in the miraculous. But he is neither the laws of nature nor is he the miracle. He's found in matter and he's found in spirit. But he's neither matter nor spirit. He's found in heaven and he's found on earth. But he is neither heaven nor earth. He is found in the soul and in the body, in form and in matter, in the righteous and in the wicked, in light and in darkness, in existence and in the absence of existence. He is found in all things and all opposites, yet he is none of them. At the point where all these opposites converge, look there for God. That is God's name in peace, where each remains in its own uniqueness. Let all converge in peace. We honor those who will walk the path of Judaism.
There is a thing inherent and natural which existed before heaven and earth. It stands alone and never changes. It infuses everything and never becomes exhausted. I do not know its name. I call it the Tao and name it supreme. Its essence is light. We honor those who follow the Tao. The Tao follows its intrinsic nature, peace and light.
I am the all from which all proceedeth. With thy mind and understanding fixed firmly upon me, thou shalt come to me. By whatever path you seek me, you shall find me. We respect and honor our sisters and our brothers walking all spiritual paths. True spirit lies beyond the realm of the visible. In each there is a spark able to kindle new fires of peace and light and love. Today we are reminded that within each of us resides the Christ, the Buddha, Atman, the Presence. We are born to be conscious, to know that our true nature is that of the divine within us, our perfect and whole self. And today we recognize that in all life. We are one in spirit, one in light. We are home. As we light our candles today, let us consciously call forward the light of the divine. We light candles as a reminder that the eternal light of God is ever present within us, within all life, and within all humankind. And so a bit of 21st century wisdom. Just when you light your candle, to take your unlit candle and to clean it into the lit candle so that we do not spill wax on the floor.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
And so we recognize that infinite light of the divine, that light that is always right where we are, that light that is the very light of our being, the life force that animates us, the life that is living us. This is this light of the divine, and its very essence is love, and its essence is wisdom and creativity and boundless potential and endless good. We walk in that Christ light, light of the divine, Atman, Buddha light, everywhere we go. And that light leads us and guides us into paths of peace and paths of love and of kindness and of compassion and generosity of spirit. It is with an open heart and open hands and open beingness that we come to life as representations of that light. And so today I know that that light fills our bodies, acting as health, and it fills our homes, acting as harmony, harmonious relationships, that it fills our places of work with creativity and connection and high purpose. and it simply carries us and envelops us and fills us. For before we ever speak the need, the presence of the divine is already here, unfolding itself as the fulfillment of that. And so it is with a grateful heart for our this opportunity to share the light in this world, to be the light everywhere we go, that I give thanks for this. And so I invite you to recognize that that light represented in this candle is always right at the center of your being. And when you are ready, I invite you to blow your candle out.